With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no Ukraine aid without changes to the border policy.
Our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package is about our own national security first. The border is an absolute catastrophe.
The Ukrainian president is in Washington asking for more aid. He's also meeting with President Biden. Also at SRNNews.com, a New Hampshire man faces charges for allegedly threatening GOP presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy. Norman Hall has more.
Federal prosecutors say a man from Dover, New Hampshire, sent text messages threatening to kill Ramaswamy ahead of a scheduled Monday campaign event. Tyler Anderson was arrested Saturday and charged with sending a threat using interstate commerce. The alleged threats were in response to a mass campaign text invitation. According to court documents, the text threatened to shoot the candidate in the head and kill everyone at the event. The man allegedly told the FBI in an interview that he had sent similar texts to multiple other campaigns. I'm Norman Hall.
Inflation dipped last month, with cheaper gas helping further lighten the weight of price increases in the U.S. Still, the latest data on consumer inflation showed that prices in some areas, services such as rents, restaurants, and auto insurance, continued to rise. The consumer price index rose just 0.1% from October to November. Authorities have found a critical structural failure in one of the busiest bridges in Rhode Island and have closed its westbound side to begin a repair job expected to take months. The Washington Bridge carries Interstate 195 over the Seekonk River from Providence to East Providence. The Dow is ahead 158 points and the NASDAQ adding 83 points. This is SRN News. The most famous church in France will open in a year.
Officials rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame have told French President Emmanuel Macron he will be able to celebrate Christmas within its ancient walls next year. The work is progressing apace, and the experts are confident the giant cathedral will be able to open its doors on or about the first week of December 2024. Notre Dame burned in April of 2019, and when the smoke had cleared, Macron vowed it would be restored within 5 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by the Scottish Parliament. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 years of age or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis. This is SRN News. Choice Hotels launching a hostile takeover for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts after attempts to reach a deal with a hotel chain were rebuffed.
Choice Hotels says its exchange offer remains the same as its last bid. The exchange offer gives Wyndham shareholders the chance to choose to receive all cash, all shares, or a combination of the two. The offer puts the value of the deal at about $8 billion.
Correspondent Jeremy House. One of the highest-profile video game conventions being shut down permanently. The Electronic Entertainment Expo, known as E3, has been held annually in Los Angeles since 1995. A federal judge in Texas upheld the state's TikTok ban on official devices and networks, writing the TikTok ban on official devices is not a restraint on speech but a reasonable restriction in light of Texas concerns about the app. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.